We're holding on Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis at Bo'umine. First word in line is Mepach. We're at the second word in line. Yeah? Bo'umine me Rabbi Yane. The Chacham asks Rabbi Yane the following question. You have a socher and a maskir, because that's all the cases we've been dealing with recently. A socher and a maskir, a landlord and a tenant. So socher Amar Nasati. The socher says, I already paid. I paid up the rent. Umaskir lo natalti. I don't recall ever receiving a rent check. Al mi lahavi raya. Who has to prove that they are correct? Meaning, who do we assume is correct? So Ema says the Gemara, well, it depends when it is. If the socher is saying he's already paid, even though rent is not even yet due, it's still within the zman before the year is over. Tanina, we already have beferish in the Mishnah that the maskir is going to be believed. Vila achar zmano, and if the rent is already past due, tanina, we learned in the Mishnah that certainly in that case, who's going to be believed? The socher is going to be believed. Where do we learn this in the Mishnah? Ditanan. It is a Mishnah in Maseches Bechoros. Mishnah Maseches Bechoros. This Mishnah, now Bechoros is about what?
Firstborns.
Okay, so firstborns in a lot of different contexts. One of them is human firstborns are also important. Why are human firstborns important? There's a mitzvah to do with human firstborns.
Pidyon Aben.
So when it comes to Pidyon Aben, the Torah says, Pado tiftez b'chara Adam, the Torah says, Yiben Chodesh, when he's 1 month old, you pay chamesha shkalin, you give it to a Kohen, right? So we see that there's a mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. And a b'char that whose father didn't do Pidyon, what happens if his father, let's say, a person discovers, my father never did Pidyon HaBen, I'm firstborn, he's got to be Pado himself. We once had a case, a guy told me that he was doing Kiruv, and a woman was learning with a woman who was just becoming from, and the woman who was just becoming from was pregnant, and she said that so she was teaching her about, you know, you have to make sure you hire a mawel if it's a boy for a bris milah, and he's your firstborn, so you know you may require a pidyon haben. It was a Russian immigrant, you may require a pidyon haben. And the woman said, oh, that's so interesting, never heard about that. She went home and told her husband. And her husband said, oh my gosh, I'm a firstborn. There's no way my parents did a Pidyon HaBen on me. So do I need a Pidyon HaBen? So it turned out, yes, he needed a Pidyon HaBen also. But he wanted to make sure his parents never did one. So the husband called his father and said, did you ever do a Pidyon HaBen? He said, never heard of Pidyon HaBen. What's Pidyon HaBen? Well, firstborns, you got it. The father said, I'm a firstborn. So we had three generations, a grandfather, father, son, that all required a Pidyon HaBen at the same time. It was an unusual situation. The Gemara in Kiddushin talks about who liftos, who b'no liftos. What happens if you have a father and a son that both require a Pidyon and you only have enough money for one, so who takes precedence? But this was father, son, grandfather, the whole thing. Okay, so anyway, so in the din of Pidyon HaBen, the Mishnah tells us as follows. Mesa'av b'toch shloshim yom. Let's say the father died. Rachman al son Nebuch, the kid is less than 30 days old and the father dies. Do we assume that the kid had a pidyon already? So Becheska Shalonifta, we have to assume that there was no pidyon. Why do we assume there was no pidyon? Because you're only supposed to do it when it's 30 days old, right? It's Betoch Zmano. Ad Shiavi Raya Shanifta, unless we have a Raya that the father did it early, he was one of these guys that likes to take care of everything early, or maybe he knew he was dying and he wanted to take care of it. La'achar Shloshim Yom, just a second, La'achar Shloshim Yom, but if the father dies after the baby's already 30 days old, Becheskas Shanifta Ad Shiyom Shalonifta, then we assume that he had a Pidyon unless someone could prove that he didn't have a Pidyon. So from that Mishnah you see that when something is not yet due, we assume it hasn't been paid. When something is past due, we assume it has been paid. So what exactly is the case of a maskir and a socher where we're not sure? Every case of maskir and a socher, you should be sure. If it's not yet due, obviously it has not yet been paid. And if it's past due, obviously it has. It says, well, l'tzricha b'yoma d'mishalim zimnei. On the due date. Mi'avadinish depar b'yoma d'mishalim zimnei alo. And the whole shayla is, is that normal for a person to pay on the day, on that last day or do you always wait till after that day, till right as that day ends? Yes.
The case you said before with the early pidyon, what happens if the woman gets
Oh, so hopefully she did. Then they may end up making a bracha levatala if she didn't. Yeah.
We learn out from Esther Amalka that Esther didn't have a father because her father died during conception. But in our case over here, let's say you have a bechor, and his father dies in the first 30-day period, so technically he doesn't belong to his father. What's the halacha?
So then, if the father can't do pidyon, then someone else does it.
But is that person considered as being? He's being like,
he's still bechor.
Not having a father, but well.
Yeah, I mean, no, he has a father.
Esther Malka was not considered as having a father at all.
His father died, but.
It was before he belonged to him.
No, there's still chiyuv pidyon. Pidyon is based on petar rechem, being the first one out of the mother's womb. So that's what generates the chiyuv pidyon. Okay, so now so what's our shaila in the Gemara? The shaila is on day 30, the masker and socher get into a fight whether the rent has been paid yet. So who has to prove what? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan to Nisur. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, we're actually going to have a Mishnah about this on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph later in this Masechta. Sachir Bizmano Nishpa Venotel. A renter, when it's Bizmano, when there's a Chiyuv to pay, and the Balabayis says, I want you to pay, so the din is that he has to swear that he did not yet get the rent, meaning the landlord swears that he has not yet been paid the rent when it's bizmano, when it's on the day vinotel, and then he gets to collect the rent. Sachir d'ramar rabbanon shvua alei. So it sounds like it's dafka by a sachir who's asking. A sachir is not a renter. I'm sorry. Sachir is like a worker, someone who's hired by the day to work. So sachir, when he's supposed to get paid, he could swear that he hasn't been paid for his work and then get paid. So the Gemara says, yeah, dafka by a worker who's asking his boss to pay him, he could swear and get paid. Why? Because we assume the boss has a hard time keeping track of who he has and has not paid. Mishum to balabayus tarud bipoalav. Because the balabayis, he's got a lot of employees, so he's not always going to remember who he paid and who he didn't pay. So we leave it to the, but the employee remembers whether he got a paycheck or not. It's a much bigger difference in his life. So we leave it up to the employee to make that call, to be able to take that shavua in order to get paid. Aval hacha socher mehem b'shavua. But over here, the renter should be believed to take a shvua and therefore not have to pay. Why should he be believed to take a shvua? What kind of shvua is this? The landlord is saying, you owe me money. You owe me rent, right? Let's say it's $1,000 of rent. You owe me $1,000. What's the socher saying? I already paid, and therefore I owe you
nothing.
What's that called? Kofarakol, Shavuos Hesis. Exactly. So that's what it goes back to. It's a regular Shavuos Hesis. That's what's actually happening over here. Okay, now another din about Schirus. Amar Rav Nachman. Hayman da ogre le beis lechavrei le'eser shnin. Person rents his house to his friend for 10 years. V'kosav le'shtara, and they write a 10-year shtar, a document for 10 years, but they leave one little detail out of the document, and that is when the 10 years starts. It just says, oh, I hereby am renting you my house for the next 10 years. It could have been written 30 years ago. It could have been written today. We have no idea. When the maskirs, the balabai, says to the socher, Nikitas Chamesh Shnin, you've already had it for 5 years, so you only get 5 more years in this house. Mehemet, the maskirs believed. If that's right, that the maskir is going to be believed about that, then let's say a person lends somebody 100 zuz with a shtar, and the lova tells the malva, I already paid half of it. I already paid 50 bucks of the 100. So, are you going to say that you're going to believe him on that? That you're going to believe the lova? No way you're going to believe the lova on that, because that's what they're writing a shtar. The whole purpose of writing a shtar is so that you can't go denying half of it. It says it in the shtar that you owe the 100 zuz. So if that's the case, why should that be any different than the maskir socher situation? You know, it says 10 years, and he's saying, oh yeah, by the way, 5 are done. You know, I'm not giving it out for 5 more years. And that's it, and he's able to be believed about that. So Amalei, so Ravina says, Rav Acha Midivti, Hachi Ashta. What does Hachi Ashta mean? Faulty comparison. Good. You cannot compare those two cases. So when I was in Rabbi Kamenetsky's share in 9th grade, in 10th grade, I mean, he had Hachi Hashta as one of the questions on a test. And I wrote this name because I was not in MTA in 9th grade, and the 9th grade Rabbi taught them that it was faulty comparison. So he and Rabbi Kamenetsky didn't know that the 9th grade Rabbi had taught them faulty comparison. So I was the only one that got the question marked right. He marked everybody wrong. And then he thought to himself, well, wait a second, why is everyone writing faulty comparison? So he went to the 9th grade Rabbi, Rabbi Kerner, and Rabbi Kerner said, yeah, that's what it always means in Shas. And he said, oh, okay, I guess that is what it always means in Shas. So then everyone else...
Did you get it wrong?
I still got it right. He didn't take away the points. I couldn't afford that many points to be taken away, so thank God he didn't take away the points. But since then, he always translates as faulty comparison. So, Hachiyashta, it's a faulty comparison. Hasam, by the loan, Shtar Luguvainakai, the whole purpose of a Shtar is so you can get paid. I lend you money, why do we write a Shtar? So I can make sure that I get my money. Imisa Depare, so if you already paid part of it, then we should have written something about that you already paid part of it. Inami, or write a receipt or something. There should be some other document that indicates that. The purpose of writing a shtar when you're renting out a property is because you don't want the guy to develop a chazaka. What does it mean to develop a chazaka? Someone's living in a shtar in a house for 3 years, and then he claims, oh, I'm the owner.
Believe him.
Where's your star where that says you're the owner of your deed? I don't need one. I've been here for 3 years. We believe him. So in order that to if I'm renting you my house for 10 years, just in order to prevent you from claiming you're the owner, I got to write a star. It's not about getting paid when it comes to the star. So that's why it's okay to believe the landlord that the tenant has already been there for 5 out of the 10 years. Now another halacha that Rav Nachman says, but this is not about schirus. This is going to be about borrowing. Amrav Nachman shoel adam bituvo liolam. A person borrows a kli so long as that kli is usable. When the shoel says, I want to borrow this kli bituvo, he gets to keep it as long as it's still a usable kli, as long as the mashiel approved of that, right? The shoel says, I want to borrow this kli bituvo. The mashiel says, sounds good to me. So the mashiel can't ask for it back as long as it's still a usable kli. So Amarav Mari Bered Bashmut, meaning you go over to your neighbor and you say, I'd like to borrow your snowblower. So we assume it's just for that one snow, right? But if you say, I'd like to borrow your snowblower bituvo, then he gets to keep the snowblower, and the mashal says, sounds good to me. Then he gets to keep it as long as the snowblower still works. When it breaks, you give it back to him. But in the meantime, it's still his. Yeah, so Amar Rav Mari Brad Ba Shmuel, Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, says, Vuhu dekanumine. That's only when the Shoel made a kinyan with the Mashiel to be able to use the object. But if he didn't make a kinyan, when he gives the object back one time, he's not able to ask for it back again. Ah, maybe I'm saying it wrong. Maybe what it means is like this. Not maybe, this is what it seems to me. Not that he gets to keep it forever, but that every time he gives it back, he has the right to borrow it again. Meaning, because he said bituvo, as long as it's a usable kli, so it's like your neighbor gets a new snowblower, you're like, new snowblower. He's like, yeah, you can use it whenever you want. So obviously he's going to use it too, but he's being a good neighbor. You can use it whenever you want. So if they make a kinyan that you're allowed to do that you could use it whenever you want, then if they make a kinyan to that, so then you're allowed to borrow it and use it whenever you want. Okay, v'hud kanumine. So Amar Rav Mari Berei D'Ravashi. Rav Mari Berei D'Ravashi says umahadrele kate. When the kli breaks and you can't use it anymore, the shoel has to give back the broken pieces, because he only gets to use the kli when it's still usable. But once it's broken, he no longer has rights to borrow anymore. Another halacha relating to borrowing. So Amar Rava, how many halachas have we learned so far today? What do we have?
Whole bunch.
We had the shaila. Let's recap over here. First, we had the shaila that if the masker and the socher disagree whether it's been paid or not, right? So that shaila was only if they disagree when, on the actual due date, right? So Okay, good. So what did we say that the socher is a kofar akol, so he takes a shvas hesis, right? As a kofar akol, he takes shvas hesis. Second thing we said, a guy rents a house to his friend for 10 years. No, well, the second halach, he rents it for 10 years, but they didn't say when the starting point was.
He's believed
to say five were gone. Then the third halach we said is about this, that you could be shoel betuvo liolam, that if you borrow a kli betuvo for forever, for as long as it lasts, so that could then you're allowed to continue borrowing it so long as it's still not broken. Once it's broken, you give it back. Amar Rava. Yeah, you got me? Amar Rava? Everyone see Amar Rava? You see? First one line is Kate Amar Rava. Amar Rava. Hayman Darmle Lechavre Ushlan Mara. Or a person who says to his friend, please lend me your shovel, Lemirpik Bey Hai Pardesa, so that I could dig in my orchard. Rabik Beyahu Pardesa. So he could dig in that orchard, but that's it. Meaning he's only allowed to use it for that. If he wants to then take that shovel and do more with it and go dig another orchard, not going to be good enough. Pardesa, Rafik Bey called Pardesa Dubai. But if he doesn't say, hi Pardesa, he says, give me a shovel so I can dig orchard. And he didn't say this orchard, so then however many orchards he wants to dig with it, he can do that. Okay. Pardesi, if he says, orchards, Rabik Vazel Kol Pardesi this way. Then not only can he choose which orchard he wants to dig, he could go digging everyone's orchards. Yeah, if he says singular orchard, it could be whichever one he wants, but only one. If he says orchards, then he can go in and dig them all. Amra Papa, Hai Man, the Amra Leil Chavre Oshlan Hai Gargusa, person who says, lend me this spring of water, Vinafla, and the spring caved in and broke, Lo Banila, the borrower is not allowed to rebuild the Be'er and continue to use it, because the She'ela, the loan, was only on the original Be'er, and that original Be'er is now gone. It's destroyed. So that loan was only for that original Be'er. But if he didn't say, hi, Gargusa, what did he say? Gargusa, Vinafla, and then it falls in Banila. He can rebuild it. If he says, Bay Gargusa, a place where that's good for digging springs of water. Kari va'azil kama gargusi bari adim esramile. He can keep on digging more and more springs in that area. Vitzarich lemikne minei. But he does have to be kone from the mashil the right to use that karka. But it could be as many cave in. He can keep digging new ones. He doesn't have to rebuild that one. He can keep digging new ones. So essentially, what we see from that gemara from these last two cases is that your language really matters. If you say this one, it's only that one. If you say in singular, it's only one. And if you say in plural, it's as many as you want. So the language really, really matters. Last mission of the parak. Hamaskir by Zechveru v'nafal. A guy rents a house and it falls in. Chayiv lahamid lo bayis. The landlord has to provide him with another house. Hayakatan, if the original house was small, lo yasenu gadol, he should not provide him with a large house, because the renter might say, I wanted a small house, I don't want to live in a big house, who wants to pay those kinds of energy bills, or whatever. Gadol, if it was a big house, lo yasenu katan, the landlord cannot provide him with a replacement house that is small, because he might say, I need a big house, I need a place for all my children, and my pets, and my stuff, and whatever. Echad lo ya'asenu shnayim. If it was one room, he cannot give him a two-room house. Shnayim, if it was a two-room house, they never could have imagined, like, seven bedrooms, five and a half baths. You know, they weren't. So, but if it was a two-room house, lo ya'asenu echad, then you don't make it a one-room house. Lo yivchos minachalonos. You can't provide any fewer windows than the number of windows that were in the first house. Lo yosef aleim. Nor can you provide any more windows than there were in the first house. Ele midah shnayim. Of course, if they both agree, midashneya means they both agree to a different number of windows, different number of rooms, larger house, smaller house, then they can do whatever they want if they both agree. That's perfectly fine. That's always the rule in Dinim Amunos. Say Chidami, what is the case of our Mishnah that if the house falls in, that the landlord is responsible for giving him a new house? Because remember, what did we just talk about? The language, right? So, idamarle bayze. If he said this house, what should the halacha be? You don't have to do anything. Nafal azalei. It fell in. Okay, this house is gone. I don't owe you anything. Ida amalei bayis tam. If he just said bayis, so echad amai lo yasenu shnayim. Then why if he said bayis tam, then why does the Mishnah say that if he has echad that if he gave one room that he shouldn't make a two room house? Katan amai lo yasenu gadol. If it was small, why can't he give him a big house? The deal was a house. I didn't make a deal for a small house, big house, one room house, two room house. It was just a house. I'm in fulfillment of the deal in either way. So I'm reish lakish darmalei bayish ani maskelach midas arko kach v'kach. No, they were specific. He said, I am renting you a house, and it's going to be this size, and it's going to have this many rooms, this many windows. So when all of that was explicit, then that's what you have to provide. Says the Gemara, Shkayach, you know, of course. Yachi, my lememra. Obviously, if I tell you I'm going to rent you a house that's five bedrooms, I cannot give you a house that's two bedrooms. You know, what's the chiddush? So says Mar El Kiyasa Rav in Amar, Amar Ish Lakish, Da Amar Le Bayis Kozeh. He said, I'm going to rent you a house that's like this one. This is the model home. I'm going to rent you one that's like this one. So says the Gemara, Vakati my lememra. But still, what's the chiddush? Obviously, it's got to be like the model home. It's got to be that size, that number. So says Malatzricha, Dekaya Guda Dinahara. We're talking about a case where the house is by the water. It's like a beachfront property. Mao Ditema Mai Kazed Dekaya Guda Dinahara. I might have thought when he said, I'm going to provide you with a house like this, he just meant a beachfront property. But he didn't mean that number of rooms, he didn't mean that size, that number of windows, or anything like that. Oh, Kamash Milan? That what? That's exactly what he meant, that he meant all of those things. Not just that it's a beachfront property, but that it has to be all of those things. The same number, that number of rooms, that size, v'chulei. Hadron Allah HaShoel. Okay, Bez Hashem.